Alrighty, I call the March 20th, 2018 Teen Council meeting to...
Hold on, is it recording?
Yeah, order at 7:11.
7:11.
I know, right? Okay, item two, roll call. Can I have your pen, sorry? Shruti?
Here.
Rhea?
Here.
Mega?
Here.
Elise?
Here.
Raj?
Here.
Rahul?
Here.
Vanilla?
Here.
Himadri? David?
Here.
Akash?
Here.
Heidi?
Here.
Shannon?
Here.
Jenna? Manoj?
Here.
Yash?
Here.
Amrita?
Here.
Sarah?
Here.
Kuhu?
Here.
Nikita?
Here.
Okay. So, item three, special items and announcements. Do we have anything?
Yes. All right, so we have a leaders in training program with the Parks and Community Services Department. The leaders in training program is for anyone ages 13 all the way up to 18, and they take a 6-week class, and then they're eligible to volunteer out at our programs during the summer. This is the only way that people are able to volunteer at our programs is through this program. So we have one that's for 13 to 16 years old, and then 16 to 18 years old, and they volunteer out at our Camp Central program with the kids. They also can volunteer at the middle school camps and go on field trips and go to the pool and things like that. And new this year, if you know anybody that's taken it, we have a returning class where it's a one-day class, so they don't have to necessarily go through the 6 weeks of class. So I have flyers for that here. I'll pass them around. So if you know anyone that's interested, it's a good way to kind of learn what you need to be or what you need to do as a summer camp leader. You learn different skills. They do resume building and stuff during the class as well, and we do practicing interviews, so building those interview skills. So it does some other stuff besides being a camp leader, but that's the fun part is, you know, once you complete it, you get to go out and volunteer at the camps and see me all summer and things like that. So we have that, and then also there's the Dose of Awareness 5K Health Walk that'll be in Walnut Creek this year. It's going to be on March 25th. This is a group that we've worked with in the past, so she sent it to me and wanted me to let you guys know about it. And that's more about the prescription drug abuse and bringing awareness to that in the community and things. So those are my two.
For advertising purposes, is the first one just the end result is just volunteering, or is it like sitting jobs as well?
It doesn't hurt your chances. You're basically, yeah, you're learning the skills of what we, you know, look for in recreation leaders. So it definitely helps. Many of our staff started as leaders in training and have gone on to work for us. So it's a good way to get your foot in the door and kind of see if it's a position that interests you. And it's a lot of fun. You get to work with the kids, volunteer at a camp, do lots of crafts, play lots of games. So.
Awesome.
Gives you something to do this summer.
Thank you. Okay, item four, public comment or written communication. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to address the Teen Council on any item not already included on today's agenda. If possible, comment should not exceed 5 minutes. If this is not considered sufficient time to address the issue, please arrange with the secretary to have that item placed on the agenda for a future committee meeting. Do we have anything? No? Okay. Item five, approval of minutes, 5.1, minutes of February 20th, 2018, monthly meeting. Do I have a motion? Second?
I second the motion.
Okay, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And any abstentions? Okay, so it's 17-001.
Is that absent?
Yeah. Because Himadri's not here.
Oh.
And 17-001. Yeah.
So you have a, if you have a.
So
yeah.
Absent last meeting, so she'd be.
Oh.
So,
who?
Sarah.
Sarah.
So if you're absent.
Okay, so it would be 17-011.
16.
No, because.
The alternate
yeah, someone's voting. Okay. Moved by Shannon, second by Rhea.
Thank you.
Okay, so item six, committee business, 6.1, approval of the teen council poetry contest.
All right. Did you guys read your staff report?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
All right. So, recommended action. Staff and the Arts Advisory Committee recommend that the Teen Council review and approve the proposed Teen Council Poetry Poetry Contest. So, the Parks and Community Services Department received a request from the public to explore having a Teen Poet Laureate program. Do you guys remember this whole?
Yeah.
We've gone through it almost every month. So, at the February 21st, 2018 Arts Advisory Committee meeting, committee members recommended that the Teen Council start with a poetry contest. This contest should take place 2 times per year initially and then expand a quarterly if there's demand. So we had talked about a monthly poetry contest, and they suggested that we do a contest twice a year to start with. A contest was suggested as it would allow a greater number of teens in San Ramon to participate and share their love of poetry. A similar program currently exists through the City of Loma Poet Laureate. So they had talked about a contest instead of having a teen poet laureate position. All right. So we are recommending that creating a contest be open to San Ramon students grades 6 through 12. Students must live or attend a school in San Ramon. If approved, the Teen Council would work with the City of San Ramon Poet Laureate on appropriate themes and guidelines for 2 contests for the 2018-19 term. The Teen Council would appoint a subcommittee to establish the application and selection process, work with the Poet Laureate to establish acceptable contest themes, conduct the contest, and choose the winning pieces of poetry. The selected submissions would be placed on the City of San Ramon's website, and they could also be distributed out through social media and the schools and things like that. There would be no fiscal impact from this project, and steps following approval, the Teen Council would appoint a subcommittee at today's meeting, and the subcommittee will establish the application and selection process and work with the Poet Laureate to establish an acceptable contest theme.
So are they saying that we would create the application this year and then they would distribute it next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I know that we've done the Expressions Project, and I know that wasn't just poetry. It had photographs, you know, paintings, that type of thing. And it wasn't as successful as we hoped. And I think it was because there are already things like this out there. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we need to put another one out there. Like, if you guys are down to do this, if you guys are passionate, like, let's do it.
You guys had suggested, when they came and talked to us, that was one of the things you guys had suggested, was obviously there's a need for this in the community, so let's address it. So this was the way that's kind of come about.
From what Jenna is saying, like, I know a couple of friends of mine who are like love to write poetry, but like there's these programs like the Scholastic program. So I think the idea itself, especially because we talked about creating themes with the poet laureate, I think making sure we distinct it from those programs. As long as we do that, I think the contest is fine to meet the needs of like making sure we're distinct from other programs. So like maybe if we specify it towards like a San Ramon theme, to at least for the first year, maybe that's how we create the initial distinction for what our council wants.
And also, like, I was there at the Arts Advisory meeting when we discussed this, and what I garnished from it is that they thought that a one-year term would be like too long for like a poet laureate. So I mean, the person who won the contest, like what I thought from this was, could still like interact with the poet laureate and like work with them, except like 1 year is too long, so that's why they shortened it to like a semester long thing and like a contest to make it like more open, rather than having like one person for a full year, having two people, so it's like more available to the community.
Oh, so it would be like the contest leads to kind of internship with the poet laureate?
No, so the idea, well, they said if it was going to be a poet laureate type of thing, mm-hmm. 1 year would be too long. Okay. But they really geared this towards a contest. And also, this gives teen council something to do. You guys want events and things like that. Like, well, here's your chance. Let's run with it. Otherwise, they're not going to give you guys anything. And really, this all stemmed out of the initial girl coming and talking to you guys about poetry. So mm-hmm. really, if you guys don't want to do it, then I just spent a lot of time going to these meetings.
Which is fine.
But it stemmed out of something that you guys said you wanted. So I just want to make sure that...
And this, I mean, so let's think about this in the big scope. This is completely changed from the original thought of a poet laureate or...
Projects that they do.
Right. So it has completely changed. Mm-hmm. So now, I mean, yes, Jen's done a lot of work,
and that's
but
fine.
Don't consider that.
That's fine.
At this point, if the goal was, you know, we really thought about a teen poet laureate, that's what we kind of were thinking, and this is now 180 degrees different, and it may not be that different, because really, you potentially could think of this as having two different poet laureates over the course of a year, because you're still going to go through an application process. That application is going to say, submit works of art, right? So there is... It is the same, but it's completely different. So if this is not what you guys want, remember, the wording on that last paragraph was, staff recommends. Staff researched, and we recommend. You don't have to take our recommendation. You can take the recommendation and tweak it, and we can go from there. Okay.
And it is, and I do, we have done this through the expressions, and I do commend you for bringing that up and saying this wasn't, because I know that was something that you worked on. And that was my thing too, is because that's what the expressions project began as. It originated as a poetry program, and it was expanded over the years, and it really didn't have the demand for it, and it was hard to get rid of it. So bringing something back, you know, I totally understand. But this is something that you guys would be able to kind of develop and do. And I see it not as extensive as the Expressions Project. They're not putting it up on display. It's less work on the Teen Council. It's really going to be, we have the new website. So when people apply, they're applying through an online form. So there's no paper forms anymore and you guys having to go through them. The poetry would be submitted through that, so it's going to be easy to review. So I don't see it being as much work, and it's another project for you guys to get your hands on, I think. Mm-hmm. But again, if it's not something you guys think is
so, it said
beneficial.
That there would be no like fiscal impact, but mm-hmm. what it's a contest, so what would the winner get?
Really, just putting right. their
recognition.
Yeah. So was the poet laureate not willing to take on an apprentice or?
The Arts Advisory Committee just felt that this would reach a broader amount of teens versus benefiting one teen. So the contest, we could, you know, recognize the winner multiple times, you know, and incorporate them into different city events and having a lot of teens apply versus just recognizing one person per year. They thought this would reach more people.
Mm-hmm.
So have we communicated with the team who proposed the idea and see what she thinks about the direction we're taking with this poetry contest?
No.
It's ours now.
I mean, right.
And this is the recommendation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we really looked at what other communities are doing. We've come to you guys multiple times. I don't think, is she an ambassador? I know she's applied for Teen Council. But we've really reached out there and seen what the communities are doing, what other places are doing. We've looked at like everywhere, not just locally. So we went to the Arts Advisory Committee and things like that. So this is really like what we've looked at, what we think would work mm-hmm. and what I'm recommending, so.
So I'm confused, like we would do two a year, but mm-hmm. between those two, what would the winner do exactly?
So we would, really that would be up to you guys what you want to do with it, but we could publish it on the city website. It could be like some of the things we talked about at the special meeting, you know, posting it on social media, really recognizing them through their school. It'd be cool if we could send it out through the school's news, letters or the PTA newsletters or somehow recognizing them and really looking at different ways to do that. We can have them.
So we would hold
events
the,
or.
Yeah, we would yeah. hold this before the ambassador program, most likely.
I mean, that would be up to you guys, the timelines. Because
I would just see that like the first one to win the award wouldn't get as much recognition as the second half of the year because the ambassador program is more in place and they'll be able to get the word out more, I guess.
Well, and it doesn't say when it needs to be. You could do one in January and one in April. I don't know.
Okay.
You know.
I think going off of that, it's important to know when we hold this because I do see the spacing competition with the Student Recognition Project, which is a district-wide program, and I know they have a poetry division in which they pick like three winners and like three honorable mentions. So I think, and that's being held in like between February and March. So I think it's important to know like when exactly we hold these two contests so that teens feel incentivized to apply to this particular contest.
Well, and if you guys approve this, then we will appoint a subcommittee tonight that would want to work with it, and that would be the steps that they would look at.
Or you guys say, hey, this is something that you guys want to do, you put it on the goals, and you make next year deal with it, and say, so you guys come up with all of the parameters, the applicant. I mean, you don't, so this is the recommendation. You don't have to take the recommendation. You can say, we're going to approve this, but we're really going to make next year's teen council figure this out. You guys don't have to figure it out tonight.
And next year, could they still decide not to do it?
Correct.
Type of thing?
That's correct. You put it on there and they may say yay or nay.
And really the idea behind it is it's more of an informal type of thing. It's not as big as the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Board. It's not as big as, you know, they're not getting money. They're not getting a prize.
Yeah, they could.
They could, yes.
They could go out and solicit money.
It's supposed to be less work on you guys. But it can be big. It can be small. It could be whatever you want it to be. But the idea behind it was that it would be more of a monthly contest, things like that, but Arts Advisory recommended that it just be small to start with and then grow it as there's a demand for it.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of recognition, I think, don't we have like art displays sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if the winner of the contest that we follow through mm-hmm. could have a small exhibition of their poetry like displayed somewhere that
yeah.
could be accessible, then it might be more like intriguing for people to apply for it and it get more city recognition. Because like the Student Recognition Project is Sierra Mona Valley School District.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we wanted to attract like the city side of it, then mm-hmm. we could have a place where the winner could publish in a sense.
Yeah. When we have those display boards, they're big. Oh, the whiteboard's gone. We used to have a whiteboard. We have the display boards on campus that we could use for that. They're behind glass, like it's.
But there's, a, I mean, there's also an opportunity to talk to the individuals that do the art pieces at the different galleries and put it at City Hall, which this is a city program. It might make sense to have it at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
But again, those are all things that can still be worked out. We recommend
yeah.
twice a year, or the Arts Advisory recommended twice a year. You guys come back and say, nah, how about once a year?
So, especially since this is most likely is supposed to be implemented next year, and they might not even go for it, I think that we should push it off to next year.
Is there a way like we could like sort of put out a survey, like basically just like trying to like scope the interest of people in?
You guys are speaking for the teens at this point. You guys are making the decision because you guys heard from an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You guys recommended to staff for us to look into it. We've done our due diligence. We took it to the Arts Advisory. We are now bringing back a recommendation. There is no more research into this topic. We are telling you, this is what we have found. This is what is going on in the surrounding communities. This is what we recommend. If you don't like the recommendation, then just say, guys, we're done.
You guys don't have to take it.
Right,
no.
You don't have to do anything.
Well, would you guys apply for this?
I think it would be a really nice idea because like Teen Council is in a unique position here because those other organizations that do these kind of projects, like the district for the Student Recognition Award, they have a limited like area of where they can like apply those kind of like students. Like they're awarded the award and then they wait until next year and then they apply again. So it's kind of a repetitive process. They don't really do anything with that award, but we're unique because we work like within the city. So the city, like if the person really wants to do something with winning that contest, they can ask about it to the Poet Laureate or do something within the city to expand the program. So it's in a unique position because it can like grow into something that can be utilized effectively later on. So I think we should approve it because there is no like impact if it fails, but mm-hmm. if it does work yeah. out, then it can be something pretty cool.
Well, it could be something where you work with the library to put it in the teen area yeah. or, you know, there's a lot of ways we can kind of run with it.
So do you guys want to create the application this year for next council?
I would think so. In terms of how we see it, like in terms of what I envision from it, I know people, a lot of people are talking about like the external award. I thought if we want to make this like a teen council thing or a city thing, maybe like how I envisioned like when like poems are usually talked about. I remember at the beginning when the city library opened, Jenna's mom gave a poem to like introduce like the theme of it, and I feel like that could be like a similar theme in terms of how we can do it. So like maybe like if this program was passed for like the San Juan Arts and Wind Festival, we make the April, like an April contest for Art and Wind, mm-hmm. and then the winner would like present their poem like, to start the Art and Wind Festival.
Oh, and like next year the community center, or like what is it?
The shopping center.
Yeah, the city center is like opening.
Well, that's like the Poet Laureate when things open, the library opens, like you said.
Yeah. So could the teen do that too? Yeah.
That would be something for you guys to explore. There's nothing.
Like, I think that'd be pretty cool.
So that's where I envision this going, and that's why I feel like if we approve it now, I feel the audience is definitely there. If we do this, like do through city themes, we distinguish it from different programs, which is essential in terms of what people have concerns for now. And we have, like, proving the application now, the next year's council can work on specific themes starting off the beginning of the year. So
yeah.
Alrighty.
And I mean, if it doesn't work out, if you guys do it and it doesn't work out, you tried it, and when the next team comes to your meeting and says, we want poetry stuff, you can say, then they've done that. Like, no. We tried. Like, we're not the outlet for you. But yeah. At least then you've given it a try. And really, with the Expressions Project and things we've done in the past, we have been able to go have the people read their poetry on stage at the Art and Wind Festival. So, and we've worked with the library to, you know, put on displays. And we've taken over the community center and had all of the applications or the
sports league. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Can you do it with sports leagues? Opening day of baseball?
Oh,
yeah.
You can do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, like
yeah.
The potential's there for the city
right.
events.
So just,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah. So, I mean, really today, what you guys can do is decide on approving it or not. And then if you would like to, you can appoint a subcommittee tonight or you can put it off till next year. And then the subcommittee, if you want to put one together, can start working on, you know, application or whatever, you know, start
guidelines, parameters.
Yeah.
So we create, if we approve it, we create a subcommittee.
You'll appoint a subcommittee.
Awesome.
Well, you don't have to.
No, you don't.
You don't have
to.
Like, no, but he was talking about when you guys were talking about. Sure. Yeah. So he was saying like it's good to start it now
just
and start working.
Yeah.
Just get an idea.
Because I know that process can be long getting an application
yeah.
approved.
And you guys have things past I mean, you guys have a ton of applications from all the things that you've done that you can work off of. So it shouldn't mm-hmm. be a difficult thing. But.
Awesome.
So when we're like choosing the winner of this contest, will we like have like some sort of like communication with the Poet Laureate of the city?
That would be part of what the subcommittee figures out. So you guys are really, this is your guys' baby. You're gonna create it, you're gonna grow and nurture and do all the stuff. We can help guide you, but really you can take it and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, we're not gonna dictate what you guys can do. You guys are gonna be able to create it, so.
All right, any other comments? No? Okay. Do I have a motion?
I motion to approve the Teen Council Poetry Project as written in the...
Second?
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? All right.
That was a very, sorry, that was a very weak motion, Raj. As written where?
As recommended.
Google the Teen Council Poetry Contest.
As recommended by staff.
As recommended by staff.
Teen Council approves the proposed teen. It's written right there.
So I just wanted to confirm, so you are recommending that to do two contests next year, you're recommending exactly what's in this last paragraph.
Yeah.
You're not saying that the subcommittee is going to come up with the parameters and guidelines. You're saying that this is what we're doing. I just want to make sure that's why I said the motion was kind of, you know.
Yeah. Oh gosh, Raj.
Sorry, okay, so I motioned to,
All right.
So you gotta.
Okay.
I moved to amend the motion. I moved to amend the motion to so that the subcommittee, the teen council subcommittee that we will appoint, has the jurisdiction to determine how many times
the guidelines.
The guidelines.
Okay. Do we have
a big word, man?
Do we have a second?
I second that.
No one wants a second.
Okay.
So what we're voting on, it sounds like we're going to have a subcommittee and they're going to come up with timing, application, guidelines for what you guys are going to do.
The details.
Correct.
Okay, awesome.
Perfect. All right.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? So 17-001? Uh-huh. Okay, and moved by Raj, second by Rahul. Awesome. Woo, okay, 6.2, discussion of Yak Attack Conference.
How was it?
Oh, yeah. It was so fun.
Sorry.
It was actually so fun. Like,
yes. All right.
Okay.
We'll start off from the beginning of it. So, first had a speaker come in. I forgot his name, to be honest.
The survivor guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a really good speaker in terms of, I feel like he...
And he's local, right?
Exactly. His combination of engaging with the audience, especially, and giving an inspiring message was actually extremely impressive in terms of how I felt like started the end conference. So that's how we started.
Well, we got breakfast too, which was a bonus because I hadn't eaten. So I ate a bagel, and then if you guys are interested, and then we went to our stations. The first thing that a couple of us did was team building. Of course, we won. Amazing. It was so much fun. We had to build a tower with, I think, paper clips, pencils, paper plates, and like some paper, and you had to try to build it as tall as you could, but like to add an even bigger obstacle is that you had to put a boiled egg on top of it and it had to like hold it. Yeah, so ours was so close to toppling. And then we learned how to breathe. It was fun, like, you know, like arms up, like, and like, you know, just exercising with it. It was cool. What else did you guys do? What other stations?
Yeah, I want to keep in mind, so how it was formatted, it was four different workshops, four different themes and sections, and then each of them had like 5 to 6 workshops in each. So the ones Jenna specified are the ones that I guess her and obviously other people went to. We went, like, there was four themes. They were like community, mental health. I forgot the other two.
Stress.
College stuff, I think.
Oh, I think college. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like looking into the future. So those are the four topics, and then things like yoga and things, and breathing, fundraising events. Those were all throughout the day in terms of what you wanted for your community. So I feel like, especially, it was nice to see us all spread out. So we all got different ideas, and we talked about it, especially afterwards during lunch. We talked about what the different ideas that came through. So we're gonna try to build off of that for where we want to go.
Was it beneficial?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Elise really and I, we went to the how to create a hackathon workshop, which was really interesting because Cupertino put it on, and like they had a hackathon last year, and they had one this year, and like I think they were like $6,000 in debt because of it. But it's super expensive.
So we won't be doing that.
If we want to do it, like it's a really interesting idea, and I think like Elise and I were talking about it. Like she's not here now, but. We were talking about it, and interestingly, like the next day, San Ramon, this is like a San Ramon hackathon that one of my friends is putting up, and he got like approved by city council or something. So I know that like now we have a hackathon in San Ramon, but if we want to like partner with it, like this hackathon is specifically for like both adults and teens.
Yeah.
Like if we want to do something like specifically for teens, we can, I like it's run by one of my friends, so I can like definitely ask him about it.
Well, and you guys can reach out to them and see how you can help them, not necessarily do your own for teens. But, because there's going to be a lot of teens, I mean, there'll be adults there, but there's going to be a lot of teens there too.
Two of the sessions that we went to had like a little bit to do with environment, which was interesting because it was two out of the three. The first one, one of the girls was talking about how for her senior project, and I don't know if that was something associated with the council or like something separate, but she did like a kind of a banquet dinner where she partnered with local farmers where like, and then caterers, and they made like a black tie event with dinner based off of the food from the farms, which I guess was just like promoting the farmers and like helping the environment, organic and eating healthy. But the other one was a community garden, and they did something interesting where they partnered with like city employees, I think it was actually state employees, like the state has employees where they'll provide information to like people who want to start community gardens. They'll give them like starter kits and things like that. And I thought that was interesting because it's kind of like partnering with a higher level. Mm-hmm. And then they, the most interesting thing that they did was they took abandoned community gardens in the middle schools and then they renovated those. So they had the option to start their own or go back and fix the old ones. And I thought it was really smart that they went back and fixed the old ones. Mm-hmm. But both of these councils had like annual themes of what they wanted to focus in, and then both of them chose environment, and I thought that was an interesting concept because we don't really like choose themes for the year.
Interesting.
Going off of Shruti's, the first session that we both attended, the girl that did like the farm to fork dinner event, she had also raised like $12,000 in revenue off of that. So like the whole session kind of focused on like tactics on how you should plan like a fundraiser, as in like choosing your demographic and time and event. And at the end, we were supposed to get into groups and we would be given like a random scenario, and then we would like kind of design like a fundraiser around that.
Are we able to host fundraisers as like a council? No? Well, I think one of the stations that I went to was the yoga and stress ball maker one, which was really great. I know, right?
but yeah. From it, it sounds like
no,
it was meant
it was. So it was, yeah, it was good to see what to do for She's All That. Yeah. So definitely can have a lot of funnels, and you have to have like pens to help the flower go in. So stuff like little things like that, like we learned, and like maybe putting down like a tarp or something.
Or having new carpet.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah. And, I told her maybe go outside.
Yeah, in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Like outside.
Oh,
like for the activity for that portion.
Yeah,
like maybe go outside and it'll be a little easier to clean it up.
Yeah. Also, they had tea there, which was like really cool. They just got like you get those free like huge containers from Starbucks, and then it just had hot water. They had tea bags. There should be like sugar with the tea, but like we should definitely have that. She's All That. You ever drink sugar with tea, right?
I don't know.
She's
All That.
She's All That. Yeah. Do you want it at the Ardenwood Festival?
I don't think we have money to buy tea for 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, it was really fun. Anyone else have anything that they liked about it? Okay.
All
awesome.
Right. So it was worth it?
Oh yeah, we all got temporary tattoos too. That was fun.
Oh, well, we have to talk about how we won. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We won.
We won it because not only did our tower win, but like three of us, it's just a three-person row.
Yeah.
All won prizes in a raffle.
That happened when we went to the Yes Conference. Did any of you guys go to the Yes Conference?
No. I won too. That was great.
But it was like all the team council members won the raffles and stuff.
We got like movie tickets, snackies, nice. Snack candy. And what else do we get? A signed baseball and ping pong.
Nice. You would suggest we continue to budget for you guys to attend that?
Why, yes.
So I think what we would do and down the road is, because I bought more tickets than we had money budgeted for, and then people dropped out. So, boo on me. But next time I'll just have a sign up first, probably not the whole council, because people always end up dropping out, and then people can sign up, and then if there's, we'll have like a backup list or something too.
A wait list.
Because I don't know, like we had, I had sent it out that the ambassadors, like reach out to your ambassadors and see if they could go to fill those spaces, but I didn't hear back from anybody, so we paid for those tickets that nobody went for, so that was kind of a bummer. But because that could have been your money to buy the flower for She's All That.
Oh, snap.
So just keep that in mind.
No. If you think the budget is like better used elsewhere, I think it's like possible that we don't even have to go here next year. Because like,
well, it's every other year. Yeah.
Because like some sessions were obviously better than others. Like the second one that we went to was a college essay one, and it was taught by freshmen.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they thought.
Really? I know that.
College freshmen?
No,
high school freshmen.
Oh, no, I see. Yeah. Really, every workshop is going to be hit or miss. But the idea is it's team building for you guys. It gets you guys out there. You can see what other people are doing. So
it's better just that we're all there together and talk about it. So if like that's the best way to do it, then yeah, we can continue. But if we want to like find other team building activities to do.
Well, and really, it is. It does depend on who's putting on the conference. You know, it does rotate places, it rotates locations, it rotates workshops, obviously, because there's other people leading it every other year. But each time people get different things out of it, but hopefully it was beneficial for you guys. And I'm bummed, I love going to it. I did have fun on my vacation, but I was bummed that I missed that one this year, so.
Yeah.
All right,
good. Awesome. 6.3, discussion of teen job fair. How was that?
So I went to the teen job fair and I think it was pretty successful. I was in charge of the room talking about jobs and interviewing skills and stuff like that. And I thought a lot of people benefited from it because there were a ton of people who came, and there's one point where we literally had to go to other workshops and take their chairs and stick it in the hard room because there's just so many people and they were like all really intently listening and taking notes, and I thought it was a good event.
Awesome.
The event went well, but like the first hour or two that I was there, they were kind of like looking for something for me to do. So maybe next year we can like limit the or like decrease the amount of volunteers.
Well, maybe we can have like a table for all the YAC groups. So we're not necessarily doing an activity or things like that, but we're increasing the awareness of it because it's each group has a YAC, you know what I mean? Youth Advisory Council, that's what YAC is. If you get some. But so maybe we can have people rotate through the table, like Dublin, all the cities represented, but then you guys like take turns rotating through and answering questions and things like that.
Yeah.
And then that gives you guys something more to do while you're there.
Okay. Anyone else?
Nope. There were a lot of teens that went there. I think, I didn't see as many people I knew from San Ramon, but I saw a lot of people from Pleasanton that I know. So I think there's less, awareness in San Ramon. Like, I didn't know, hear about it last year. I went 2 years ago with one of my friends, and that was, an obscure place that I found out. So I think we should increase, awareness in this area, because I think a lot of us are looking for jobs.
It depends on where it's located at. So, when it's in Pleasanton, you're going to get a lot of people from Dublin and Pleasanton. If it's in Dublin, you'll get more people from San Ramon because it's closer. And then, obviously, when it's in San Ramon, it's a ton of San Ramon people. So, people are less willing to travel from here all the way out to Pleasanton. But it's kind of far. far out there as a team and a parent having to transport them. But it does rotate every year, so it's not always in Pleasanton. Like this year it was going to be in Danville, but their facility didn't really fit the needs of the event. So it kind of rotates through, but I think it's important when it's here that we have a bigger representation of teen council, so that's a good point. I think they had about 300 people come through.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Item 6.4, discussion of the 2017-18 Teen Council Annual Report. All right, so I'm working on that. I need everyone's subcommittee reports by, yeah.
By, like, wasn't it this week?
March 22nd.
Yeah.
That's Thursday.
Yeah. By Thursday. Because so, I have to submit it to Keith, and Keith is a stickler on all of your writings. So I have to submit it by the 27th, which means I need to review it before then.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,
and
you're going to get a lot of red marks on it.
And yeah, if you guys have any photos or anything, I know we took some at the Yak Attack. So.
Oh, yeah, send me those so I can add them into your stuff.
Yeah. I took some. Other
you can
people
airdrop them
to
me.
Did you get the
pictures
I texted you? Who was the supervisor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he sent me two pictures.
I tried texting you them. Did they go through? I took like a ton.
No, yeah. You can either airdrop them to me, or you can Google Drive them, or you can text them. It'll just take them. Or you can email them, but we can't get anything over 5 megabytes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Drive works.
So just keep going, guys. Almost there. Okay. So 6.5 programming report, Rhea.
Oh, sorry. Can we go back to 6.4?
Yeah.
So something that we didn't talk about during the goals earlier, so you'll want to incorporate, I'll email you that tonight or tomorrow, so you can update the goals for your annual report. But something that we didn't talk about that you guys might want to include is the Parks and Community Services Department met with the city clerk's office, and we had talked about doing a event next year. That would be for teens, and it'd be a teen gov 101 type of class or program. It'd be on a non-school day, so there would be higher attendance, and we haven't really dialed in all the details for it, but it was something that we could definitely use Teen Council's help on, and it would help to increase civic engagement in teens. So I think it'd be important for Teen Council to be involved in it. Do you guys think that would be something that you would want to be involved in, potentially?
So a Gov 101 day?
It would be like a Gov 101 type of day. It'd be more of an event versus a class. So it'd be more interactive.
Would we be driven. Hosting it or just?
You'd be assisting the city.
Assisting, okay.
Assisting the city with it.
And we would put this in the annual report as?
Like
a suggestion
goal.
For
yeah.
next year. Okay.
And it could be part of the, it could just tie in to one of the other ones that talks about civic engagement or increasing Teen Council awareness, such as working with the city on a Teen 101, Gov 101 type of program.
Mm-hmm.
But if that, we thought it was a good way to kind of increase that civic engagement, but also involve you guys with the event, so.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. 6.5 programming report. Rhea, 6.5.1, She's All That workshop update.
Right, so the main part of the update for She's All That is really the materials. So I have put together a price sheet for all the materials that we will need. So this would be balloons, Sharpies, rice, beans, and flour, a tarp, funnels, and a vacuum are kind of like the essential materials. I called four grocery stores to see if they could give us like their expired flour, and pretty much all of them said no because it's against their policy. If something's expired, they have to give it back to the manufacturer. The stores I called were Safeway, Walmart, Lucky's, and Nob Hill, and Walmart never picked up, so. but pretty much the remaining three kind of denied that, so I guess it's really up to us then to buy the flour. Currently, the total for at least balloons and funnels is looking at around like $40. I don't know how much we have in our budget, but I will then have to see from like Costco if we can get like wholesale prices on like rice and beans and calculate those prices and factor
them
into
our
budget. Pretty much a lot of the stuff that Jenna said at the Yak Attack stress wall session, I was going to say that, but she already did for me.
Sorry.
It's fine. But because it was a good, I think, practice run to see what it would be like for She's All That, and I noticed it was really messy. There was kind of flour all over the place. And so the idea of bringing like a tarp and a vacuum and maybe holding the workshop outside, those are things I think we should be incorporating for the workshop that will take place next year in April. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. 6.6, community outreach report. Raj?
So we focus on mainly two of the ideas. So we're still looking towards our Urban Wind Festival in terms of what exactly we want to do there. And because of the idea of... So last meeting, we talked about if we had land available, which at this point, I forgot your exact answer about the land availability for...
You guys are going to... I'm going to talk about it in a bit, and you guys will appoint a subcommittee for the Art Wind Festival, and they will be the ones to decide what will be taking place at the Art Wind Festival. But the idea is to have a table or something. They're not going to be able to provide you guys with land for, I don't know what you want land for, but it's not going to be a big thing like that with scheduled events throughout the day. It's going to be kind of like low-key, and then you guys can see where it goes this year and then maybe run with it more next year, but they're not going to let us go too big with it this year.
Yeah, so based on that idea, we created ideas that did not require like the use of like land, but more things and money, so more things that we could create for like the benefit of just like mutual interaction rather than creating something. So like some of the examples we brought up were like maybe potentially like, bringing a board game of ours for like them to like at least go outside and like do something, maybe have that more like this nostalgic feeling of some events that we can do there. The stress balls idea was something where we're not sure how the money would work, especially because she's all that's probably going to do it first. So in terms of balancing between those two. And then, so that was the Art Wind Festival. We created a list of ideas, and we'll share with you after the meeting. Second thing we talked about was the aftermath of the Yak, but mostly in terms of what exactly we want to go with using it going forward. A lot of us talked with like individuals at the conference in terms of what exactly we want out of it. And especially through the Creativity Through Community session, I think a couple people mentioned it already, in terms of groups that have created like personal fundraisers and have connected the community through a project of their own. And all of us have really seen our council potentially having that vision in the future. And we will talk about this, I think, a bit later. Potentially making sure, I think, our council for the future could potentially have the, still prioritize us being the liaison. That should be everything. But based off of that, could expanding into flexibility of events, could that help us grow as a liaison group? So we were talking about that. We were talking about the specific bylaws, what's in there, and how we can potentially grow off of that because we knew the goal meeting was coming up. So we specified on that. I think it was an addition to the fourth goal, the fifth goal that talked about serve as a resource and advocate to the city on key issues, and potentially building off of that if we are looking towards changing the bylaws for us to open up to events, that's what we want to.
So really, then you're looking at changing the whole charge of the team council.
But see, that's the thing. We made sure that we were like, okay, we don't want to do that as a liaison group. But like, I feel like, specifically with the liaison group, we felt like team issues was the connection, like, in terms of being like the connection between us, like team information, and being a liaison.
So I will say that there is absolutely nothing stopping you guys from going out and doing events with other groups and organizations.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping you guys from partnering with other groups and doing these events that you want to do. I don't think there's enough, you guys are doing enough to justify totally changing the whole point of Teen Council as it was originally structured. So I will just put that there, but I am going to talk about the bylaws in a little bit.
So, was that the end of your report, Raj?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Not anything to you, Raj. I'm just saying, like, if you guys were out partnering with all these groups and doing all these events and things like that, there might be more to it. But at this point, you really have to do the legwork.
There's not enough evidence that we need it.
You guys have to be the ones out there doing the legwork. We can't present them
to
you.
So, we didn't create a subcommittee for the poetry contest.
I know. I thought about that.
Do we go back?
Can you go back? Did you guys do that? I think you can go back.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Why not? Okay, so let's go back to 6.1 and create a subcommittee to start working on the application. So how many people do we need?
I say like three.
Three? Who
four
wants to
really
who wants to do it? Okay. Nice. Oh. Yeah, anyone else? Ooh. Okay, we have anyone else?
There you go, you got three.
The poetry. Yeah, okay.
Who was it?
Kuhu, Yash, and Amritha.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, later. All right, 6.7 public relations report, Heidi.
Is partner with some local restaurants to get like maybe a teen discount on like a one day or something to help promote their businesses, and then also giving teens like a place to go and eat or something like that and have like a fun time. So they made some suggestions such as Clementine's, Gianni's, and Pizza My Heart. So do you guys have any input? We were thinking of starting with Pizza My Heart just based on like the popularity that teens or that it has with teens. Do you guys have any input?
I mean, like kind of like the goal of this as well through like EDAC is that they're really worried about like small businesses like and restaurants like closing down because of like rent and like not enough people knowing about the restaurants. So they kind of like EDAC kind of listed off different restaurants that I guess are not as popular as what we would normally go to, like T4 or like pizza restaurants. So like they gave places like Clementine's or like Gianni's, I think. And so like I feel like if we went through like smaller businesses, it would also benefit the community in the city rather than just like going towards like the public interest. But at the same time, it's like teens won't be willing to go to the restaurant, so it's kind of just like meeting like a middle ground there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it doesn't have to be a restaurant. I know there's like a small like place called Tea Factory. It's like a little shop and it's no one really knows about it, but it's like pretty good stuff and they usually aren't up for promotions and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't have to necessarily be like restaurants, just like any small business.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you could do something like I've seen this in like Danville or Dublin a lot. It's like, there's like this Indian restaurant called Chapavan, and they have a grocery store right next door. So it's like, if you go to Chapavan, which is a really popular place, and you bring the receipt, then you get like some sort of a discount. So maybe you could use like the popular places to like entice people into going, and then say, hey, by the way, during this period of time, if you still have your receipt, you can go back and go to a smaller place with a discount.
Maybe would the businesses be willing to do that?
I mean, like, if you want to bring that to the businesses.
Awesome. Anyone
just,
else?
Kind of like compromises between popular places and smaller places. Mm-hmm. And also kind of fulfills what the EDAC wants, right?
Yeah.
Anyone? Anyone? Okay, awesome.
Before we move on, because it kind of relates back to PR, we're going to appoint a subcommittee for the Art Wim Festival. So instead of putting it under a specific subcommittee, which normally probably fall under mm-hmm. PR, we'll put a separate subcommittee for the Art Wim Festival to kind of take the lead with the table or what will be taking place with that. And I'll work with them through the events committee for the Parks and Community Services Department. So I don't mm-hmm. know if you want
to. Okay.
Is there anyone there?
How many people do we need?
I'd say like three.
Three?
And it's not necessarily the people that will volunteer at the event, but it's going to be the people that. And if it could be people that aren't necessarily doing other things already,
yeah,
I
so
know a lot of you guys are subcommittee chairs or taking on a lot of liaison groups and things, but let's give people a chance okay. that aren't doing other things.
I can't choose.
Can I do a recommendation for that? Maybe for like as most output as possible, maybe one for each subcommittee in terms of, like, I know our subcommittees are working on it, I guess. So
okay.
can report back.
Well, and you guys can give all your notes and things. It doesn't have to be just those subcommittee people working on it, but those are going to be the ones taking the lead with it. So all the notes and different things that you guys have done, we can like funnel to them. But.
Okay. Well, you're a sub chair. We said no sub chairs. Okay.
Everyone can still go and help and do things, but these are going to be the three that are going to take the lead through.
He's the only one from the subcommittee who can go.
And Vanilla. Okay, so we have Shruti, Nikita, and Vanilla.
Who?
No. Shruti. Nikita and Vanilla.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, so item 7, committee liaison report, 7.1, arts advisory committee. Mega?
I wasn't able to go to the meeting.
Yeah, so there were three main things, and first was like the poetry thing, sorry, which Jen talked about earlier. The second thing was about a public art project recommendation. So it was like, there's this gonna be this really big eagle statue that's being built, or that's most likely going to be built, and there are two parks that are possibly gonna be, this might be built in, and the one that we Arts Advisory recommended is the San Ramon Phase 2 park. So that's like right next to the new Rancho Center. So that's what Arts Advisory recommended, and it's a really cool statue if you want to look it up. It's like, it's a local artist, Brian Keith, and he's done like works in like around the US, but he hasn't done one here. And then this other thing is they presented the final artwork for the posters for the Arts and Wind Festival, and it's really cool. It's like a different kind of thing that they've done from the previous years, and it'll be interesting. You guys should look out for that later.
Awesome, thank you. 7.2, Economic Development Advisory Committee, Vanilla?
So basically, we're not really talking about like the stress event or like stress stuff that we're doing in this meeting, but basically I brought this up to EDAC in the like last in the meeting last month, and we continued that conversation through this month's meeting. So basically what we were talking about is how we have to like target this stress, right? And so I was talking to like this the committee about how we should how we were deciding to like use programs instead to like fight the stress, like targeting like parents, and how we should like incorporate like community colleges. So one outlet I guess that I found was Mr. Andy Lee really wanted to like help us through this with the stress programs or like stress event, like whatever we decide to do with stress. Like he said he would come to our next monthly meeting, and I think that it would be beneficial if we put him on like I think it was like public comment or I'm not really sure, like special items and announcements, because he works directly with like targeting mental stress and like promoting community colleges. So I think this is a great outlet for us to work with so that we could promote like how to like de-stress and like basically promote our stress program through that, because it would be it's just a really effective way to like reach a greater like a larger audience and help like teens and parents at the same time.
Who is Andy Lee?
He's like a part of the committee, but he works with Alpha, I think.
I think I've heard. Cool.
Okay. Thank you. 7.3, Housing Advisory Committee.
There was no meeting during that.
Okay. Thank you. 7.4, Library Advisory Committee. Sarah.
There was no meeting.
Okie dokie. 7.5, Planning Commission. Madri's not here, and Elise is not here. Oh wait, wrong one. Sorry. Yeah. No, that's right. Okie dokie. 7.6, Senior Advisory Committee. Elise isn't here. Did you have anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the meeting was on March 5th. So they read this suggestion box entries, which is basically like the feedback of the senior committee community on like the suggested plans of action. And it's just like something that like new senior citizens would like to see. So they kind of talked about like the February Community Connection, which is like a program to get direct communication with active members of the senior community. And they basically discussed upcoming dates for the Community Connection meetings from April to June. So they're going forward with that. Elise reached out to the Senior Advisory Committee on behalf of Teen Council. So they basically were going to talk about senior tech days and like what times and locations they preferred, and like relay that back to Teen Council. So Adam Chow, since like this is a meeting during school hours, Adam Chow is able to attend and he has more information on like the senior tech days.
Did she leave that with you?
No. So
I handed it to her. So basically what they had suggested was increasing the advertisement for them, changing the hours like we talked about during the special meeting, so offering different hours for the senior tech days. It sounded like it was still beneficial. It wasn't, you know, something that's not necessarily not needed anymore, but just looking at increasing the advertisement, looking at different hours, and then themes. So possibly having like the police department partner with the senior center, and talk about different like scams potentially, yeah, or things. We've brought this police department in before, but this would be something that the senior center does. And then you guys could host a senior tech day after that class and then have ways of helping them with what they talked about and things like that. Mm-hmm. So. Did you attend as well? Is that like the gist of it?
That's the gist of it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. 7.7, Transportation Advisory Committee.
I see neither of us were able to attend, but what they spoke about the bike master plan update and the North Bellingham Way parking situation.
Okay, thank you. 7.8, Social Media Committee.
Shruti? There was no meeting.
7.9, Open Space Committee. Rhea?
Usually I get the notes from the meetings from their videos, but mm-hmm. there wasn't one online. So basically just going off the agenda, there's an Open Space Council annual meeting on May 12th. They discussed the Open Space Committee-led hikes, and they approved the 2018 work plan.
Awesome. Thank you. 7.10, Parks and Community Services Commission. So, really great job. They got 69 Teen Council applications, which is great. 30 of them were disqualified, so 39 passed the screening and will go on to interviews, which they're doing tonight, which is really exciting. They talked about the next diversity meeting, which is on March 26th, I believe. Yeah.
Did they say?
And I don't know if they expect the same. I think we're expected to go to the meeting, but I don't know if it's the same or if new people should go or.
Are they going to reach out to us or should we?
I already got one.
I think.
Email.
Yeah, I think I got an email.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did? Can you forward it to me?
Yeah, there were like multiple.
Yeah.
The last one probably from Mr. Hobson.
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah.
I can report that.
So I assume they're expecting the same people to go as last time. Okay. Okay, and then they got the bike master plan presentation, and it'll move forward. It was very, it had a lot of enforcement on education and safety in the community. They talked about the public art eagle, which looks amazing. That'll most likely go into the Rancho San Ramon Park area. And then they approved recommendations for the Arts Advisory, Library, and Senior Citizen Advisory Committees. And then they talked about how they have these new after-school adventure programs, which is cool. And I think that's about it. Okay, 7.11, City Council Representatives, second Tuesday of the month.
Sarah? I have a question about starting applications. Did they, or at least talked about it, do you guys know why it was like a 50%? Like, do you know, was it like a trend in terms of why people
They didn't tell me.
Follow the direction.
I mean,
obviously.
Is it like just yeah. Do you know
they won't know, you don't, they won't ever disclose why
I know,
they didn't.
Like, if
yeah. No, just following directions, you're disqualified.
So,
not follow
so I know that when we look through applications, we give a reason why they were disqualified. So like, if applicants go to the city and ask why, do they give a reason?
I don't think so.
Then why do we write a reason?
For us?
Yeah.
Just like, to protect ourselves.
Okay.
To protect you guys.
Nice. Us.
But so if somebody comes back and says, why wasn't I selected for Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award or whatever? Mm-hmm. We won't necessarily give them the reasoning. I'll help educate them on how they could maybe do it.
Improve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's never really come back at us. But at the same time, it helps protect you guys on why it was, they were selected, so it's not looking like you guys selected your friend, or, you know, it just helps provide that justification if it ever were to be questioned. And they do have that, you know, but they're not necessarily going to disclose that to the applicants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. 7.11, second Tuesday of the month.
I believe I have to give two updates for the February meeting and the March meeting.
Okay.
The February meeting, they approved the items on the consent calendar, which is basically to authorize Councilmember Hudson to attend the 2018 National Shared Mobility Summit, and then also to accept the work by MCK Services for pavement repair. They moved on to special presentations. Special presentation was the Santa Ramon 150 presentation by co-chairs Heidi Kennison Lee and Gary Alpert. They basically did a recap of the 150 event that happened this year, and we thank the city staff for being able to introduce the library speaker series and the Santa Ramon 150 talks. The other special presentation was the preliminary working draft framework for regulating cannabis in the unincorporated area of Contra Costa County. I think in November 2016, they passed Prop 64, which is basically that adults over 21 would be allowed to use recreational marijuana. And then it would be up to the local governments to decide how they wanted to regulate that. I think Santa Ramon decided that there wouldn't be any use of any commercial use of marijuana, but they were about to reevaluate that and maybe rethink the earlier decision and apply a 500-foot buffer for residential areas. And they also talked about growing cannabis and the limitations on the water source if that were possible. They also encouraged the community input by going to cccounty.us/cannabis, and there was a survey on that. After that, there was public comment, and a lot of parents, I think, were just really wary of the idea of like rethinking recreational marijuana, and they stated that the reason they moved there was for their kids to grow up in a safe neighborhood, and they were just worried that this reevaluation of the idea would change that potentially. They moved on to unfinished business, which was ordinance number 475 and amending section B845 to increase speed limits of vehicles and traffic. And then they moved on to new business on resolution number 2018-025 on accepting the Crow Canyon Roadway and Line Study and authorizing the final design phase one of the Crow Canyon Road Widening Project from Valcosta to St. George Road. 11.2 was a public hearing on adopting amendments to Title D. 11.3 was a policy decision regarding amending city-held conservation easements. And then there were no more public comments after that. For the city council on March 13th, they called to order, they approved the items on the consent calendar, which was resolution number 2018-029 on accepting the work by JD Partners, concrete reconstruction of the sidewalk repairs, and resolution number 2018-030 on authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with Design Workshop for development of the Parks, Trails, Open Space, and Recreation Master Plan. The special presentations were, one was declaring March 2018 as American Red Cross Month, and it was presented by Mayor Clarkson to Marianne Cope-Deglia and Louis Wong. Basically, they highlighted some specific events that were going on in the month of March, such as the Sound the Alarm campaign for fire safety, the Restoring Family Links programs, which basically builds connections between military members and their family members, and also CPR training classes. She was particularly proud of the Doherty Valley Youth Red Cross Club. I'm not sure if I heard her wrong, but I believe she said that it was the largest in the U.S. 5.2 was the recognition of the 2017 Building Bridges program. It's basically an annual event that services widows, elderly, disabled, and military households, and they helped 60 families this year. Next, they approved the minutes from the last meeting. There was no unfinished business, and for a new business, there was a public hearing for the introduction of ordinance adding Chapter 9 shared autonomous vehicles, I guess. And then the next one was accepting the report by HF and H consultants regarding the refuse vehicle street maintenance cost analysis. Resolution number 2018-033 was a public hearing ordering the formation of the Preserve Landscaping and Lighting District, confirming its diagrams and assessments and levying the assessments for fiscal year. 11.4, resolution number 2018-034 was a public hearing confirming the annexation of the preserve into Landscaping and Lighting District. 2017 Police Department review and staffing analysis and recommendations for the 2018-19 fiscal year. Yeah, and then there was no other public comment for the, oh, you know, there was public comment. Don Coley, I believe he was asking for awareness to be called to the DA because there was a tenant, there were two tenants and they were fighting. There was a tenant upstairs that shot a gun down to a crying baby from below, so he wanted awareness for the DA for that.
Man.
Both Cheryl Collins and Edward Zappatini wanted to call attention to oppose the Tosca Tower Park's 125 home development project and to honor the urban limit line. The city council member and mayor's comment. Council member Lowe wanted to say that on April 15th, council member Jurgens will be co-leading the hike, and then.
All right, thank you. For Tuesday of the month, Raj?
Yeah, so the meeting on February 27th, a lot of it was based on financials in terms of city treasurer decisions and the mid-year report. So if you'd like to look at that, the agenda's there. So if you're specific, you one of the specific things, the resolutions that they passed was $120,000 for 4 pickup trucks, specified for like community development and safety. The plan is more in terms of the specific organization that's partnering with it is more like for transportation purposes of some of these materials. So it's pretty interesting to hear about what the resolution had in there. So that was one of the resolutions. The other resolution focused on electricity throughout the city in terms of a PG&E plan for the long term for, you know, specifically a grant of easement for utility purposes. So. And specifically for a Deer Creek apartments project, which is part of another external organization's project for like more efficient use of electricity in the city, and therefore trying to help the city in terms of reducing prices and making sure our city is more green than for the future than it is right now. So those are the main resolutions. Like I said before, they went into the mid-year budget after that. And after that, they specified on some government codes, specifying on like capital investments, and, yeah, more financial aspects. But yeah, that was most of it.
Okay, thank you. So I know that some of the liaisons said that people wanted to come and talk to teen council. Would that just be in public comment, or would we have to?
They can come and talk during public comment, or if they want it to be a discussion and they want any action or anything.
So they should contact you if they.
Then we can put them on the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay, 7.12 Bike Master Plan Subcommittee, Shannon?
So there were two events that happened from the last meeting of this meeting. So there was an actual bike plan meeting, which we were both planning. But there was also the community workshop, which was similar to the meeting. So for the community workshop, it was basically everything the meeting covered, except it was also presented to the public. And what they covered was prioritization for the master bike plan, so which areas would the bike lanes be first built. And that was important because they had to cover many, many aspects of it based on the usage, safety, necessity, stuff like that, and that all went to planning into deciding which areas would be built first and what would be coming first.
They also discussed how the master bike plan draft is officially out, and they're collecting last minute public comments on it, so then they can finalize it and start working on it. And they're hoping to start working on it around next year to start implementing all that.
Awesome.
Lisa Bobadilla, who oversees that department and the project, just wanted me to let you guys know that the master plan is ready for review and comment by the public, and that they want you guys as teen council to review it and provide any feedback on it.
Yeah, the deadline is coming up soon, so if you're gonna do that, you might have to do it quickly. It's on the transportation committee website. If you go down, they'll talk about the master bike plan. You can look at the plan itself, the process that went into it, prioritization rules, stuff like that. And then you just send them an email discussing what different changes you'd like to add.
Yeah.
She will look at your input.
Yes.
She'll read it. She takes her role very seriously. Mm-hmm. She's very, very good. So I really suggest you guys take some time because it's important, you know.
And bikes are
safety,
important for teens.
Bicycle, teens. Yeah. Just as the city center comes up, you know, you want more bikes instead of cars on the road too, easier access. So.
And they suggest that we use our ambassadors since many of them are middle schoolers and they don't have cars, so biking might be their primary way of transportation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really like taking consideration, like she said, our input, because we talk a lot about the necessity for schools to have better bike lanes and more secure bike lanes. And I think in the plan, they're actually foreseeing physical barriers on Bollinger Canyon Road next to like the Twin Creeks Bollinger area. So that's that's a really big thing, and that was like because of like input from the team.
Yeah. So if you guys have ambassadors, tell them to look at the plan and give feedback if they see anything they need.
Yeah.
Changed. Okay. Thank you. Item 8, staff reports 8.1, Parks and Community Services Department update.
All right. So next meeting, we're going to talk about the bylaws. So teen council, look at your bylaws in your binders. Come with ideas, feedback on the current bylaws, and any ideas that you would want to see potentially incorporated. Changing the bylaws is a long process. So just keep that in mind. It's not an easy process. It's not, we do need to review them every so often. So look at them, come with ideas, and we'll put that on the agenda for next month. The new Parks and Community Services Department activity guide is out for summer. We used to separate them for summer camps and then summer and aquatics. But this year we have combined them, so all of our camps and programs and aquatics and everything is in one summer guide. And so that's online right now. We should hopefully have the printed version soon. But if you know anybody who's interested in summer programs or camps or anything like that, or you guys are interested in aquatics programs, all of that information is out there. We do have a new tennis and aquatics program, which is going to be at Cal High. So that's kind of different. So if you know anybody, tennis is really popular right now. So if you know anybody that's into tennis and swimming, that would be the program for them. Our new website, if you haven't looked at yet, is up. Has anybody looked at it? I don't know if I mentioned it last time. If you haven't, go look at it. It was a huge undertaking, and it's still a work in process. But if you guys look at the teen site, it's just incorporated into the current design. I think we're gonna get a separate one at some point. I don't know.
No,
not anymore. Okay. Well, that's our site then. But we can change everything to it, and I have access to that. So if you see stuff on the teen council page, how I tabbed it out or anything like that, if you guys want anything different or have any feedback on it, please let me know. We can make any adjustments or add things or do anything like that. So. And then make sure you guys, I know Jenna mentioned it, please send me your pictures at the end of the year when you guys do your PowerPoint and all your stuff. It looks better with pictures of this year. I don't have very many. I think I have like 12 when I looked the other day. So just make sure you guys are sending me your pictures. while you guys are out at your events and doing your programs and doing different things. So I can't be everywhere, so it's nice when you guys can send me that stuff. And I think that is all.
Awesome, thank you. Item 9, committee members, items and announcements. Do we have any? All right, thank you. Item 10, adjournment. Next meeting will be held on April 17, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. at the Doherty Station Community Center. It's adjourned at 8:30.
Ooh.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.